Was Alshon injured in yesterday's practice?
Yeah, he tweaked his groin yesterday in practice.
They're concerned that this could take a while. I mean, 4 weeks with the calf, 4 weeks with the hamstring.
You know, again, when I say day-to-day, you know, we'll see. He was in there for treatment all day today. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
What are the challenges of facing a runner like Todd Gurley?
You know, you got to be, you know, in your gaps. You got to do a good job of gang tackling, not leave it up to one guy. You know, just team defense. You know, anytime you play a, you know, pretty impact player, really at any position.
John, what in Jonathan Anderson's skill set has caught your attention and allowed him to earn more of the confidence of the coaching staff?
You know, just, you know, since he's been here, he's got good physical skill set for his position. You know, like most rookies or anybody new in a system, it takes a minute to learn and adjust. You know, he helped us in the return game where we struggled early in the season, so we got him up and active. Typically on fourth down, you know, those guys, he had that kind of skill set, and now he's becoming more and more adjusted to our defense.
What does he do particularly well?
Well, he's explosive. He's got he's very good athletically. He's got good speed. You know, all the things you look for in a linebacker. You know, I think, you know, we've seen some pretty good guys so far. You know, I know there's been some comparisons to Peterson, you know, and really even Melvin. You know, they've San Diego struggled a little bit more, I think, as a football team injury-wise. That always can set you back a little bit. You know, again, you're relying on so many people in the blocking element, you know, as a runner, you know, regardless of what phase of the game it is. So sometimes it's hard to pin it on one guy, but, you know, they've had some continuity up front. You know, they're committed to running the football, you know, talking about the Rams. And, you know, Todd's gotten healthier and more comfortable as the season's progressed.
Yeah, what makes Tracy Porter a good cornerback?
Yeah, I think just mindset, experience, understanding, you know, the passing game, whether it's formationally, personnel-wise, you know, route concepts, you know, kind of how they complement each other. And he's got good quickness, good change of direction. He's got decent ball skills. You know, like I said, he's got experience.
Is there anything about Vic Fangio's defense that fits him or he fits it, or is it, does it really not matter what the player is?
You know, I think, you know, really it's kind of coaching is kind of putting guys in position. You know, it's not so much the other way around. You know, I think, but he's learned, he's smart, he's picked it up pretty quickly, and, you know, if any setbacks he had, it was injury-related, getting him on the field. But, you know, since we've had him back out there, he's done pretty well.
John, midway through the season, how do you assess how the offensive line has performed amid so much flux that they've had up front?
You know, just, as I look back, you know, obviously disappointed at our record at this point. I think when you look back and you start the season 0-3, you look at progress, you know, whether it's the O-line, the receiving core, our whole football team. You know, the good news is I think over the last five games we're 3-2. So, you know, I think we're trending, hopefully, to do better in the second half of the race.
What do you sense Dave Magazine's done with that group up front?
Well, I think, you know, the players and the staff, as I've said before, have done a tremendous job. You know, anytime you have a lot of moving parts, you know, in a game that's about continuity, you know, it can be a struggle. And I think guys reacted. They've, you know, moved positions unselfishly, whether, you know, you go all the way back to Kyle from guard to tackle, you know, losing your starting center and, you know, guy jumping back in. We had a rookie in for a minute and then, you know, Matt Flosson step in, you know, early in the game against the Raiders. You know, all those kind of things can be problematic if you let them be, and our guys have handled it really well.
More for coach. Has anything changed around the league, whereas it seems like, you know, a guy like Todd Gurley taking away, I think, 10th overall, having a ton of success, someone here like Jeremy Langford, a fourth rounder, what do you think team's mindset is where you can maybe find those guys now, early or late in the draft? Or even more specifically, not other teams?
You know, it's hard. It's hard to measure, you know, everything there is about a football player, regardless of position. You know, I think, you know, successful people come from all different walks, you know, whether they were 4.0 students or 2.0 students. You know, it's hard to measure, you know, that above the line mindset on a daily basis. And, you know, that's why you've got had guys that had a lot of success either, you know, as first picks in the draft, and a lot of guys that maybe went undrafted have had great success. It's hard to measure human talent sometimes, all the makeup that it takes to be really, really successful, kind of in the best in the world at what you do.
You know, I've heard you ask this before, but with all the emphasis on strength and conditioning and training that you that you know you've had under Ryan Pace, are you starting to fear that Alshon Jeffery is injury prone?
No, I mean we're in a very physical, combative game. You know, I've heard medical people say, well, he needs some rest, and I'm like, well, no kidding. You know, I mean, that's a little better for you than going out and playing 60 minutes of football on a Sunday. You know, that's not very restful. So it's just a physical game, you know, really in all elements of it, no matter what position you play.
But when they start to add up, though, at a certain point, I mean, not everybody gets injured.
I mean, I think, you know, picture being in a car wreck every day. That's what these guys do.
Last one. Yeah, there's a field down in St. Louis caught on fire this year.
I've heard about the cement.
Yeah, Reggie Bush is suing over the cement. It's an older stadium. Does that play any role when you look at an injury report on Friday and trying to decide which guys can go?
Not really. You know, I think there's medical science out there, reports that turf can be a little more problematic on football players, but, you know, they're not going to cancel the game, you know, and we play a lot of turf stadiums.